This is the Western narrative. It is false. It is grotesque because the Iranians have been trying for 15 years to negotiate with the United States. They actually reached an agreement with the whole world 10 years ago in the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. That was an agreement reached with the United States, Britain, France, Russia, China, and Germany. The permanent five members of the Security Council plus Germany, and then it was unanimously adopted by the UN Security Council. Donald Trump ripped it up in 2018. The point is that the United States and Israel do not want peace. They do not want diplomacy. They want supremacy. The United States wants supremacy globally. Israel wants supremacy regionally in the Eastern Mediterranean and Western Asia. There is no interest in diplomacy. This strike that has started this war came as Oman was mediating between the United States and Iran, supposedly in negotiations. But of course, then came this bombing. Last year, when negotiations were reportedly progressing towards a sixth round of negotiations in Oman, Israel bombed Iran with the United States' help. So the idea that this was about negotiations is phony. This was about dominance. The United States wants global dominance, and it is a ruthless country, I'm sorry to say, or not a ruthless country. The people are completely against this, but the CIA and the military apparatus is absolutely ruthless and murderous, and Israel the same way within its region. So this is what this is about. Interestingly, when I was just at the UN Security Council, the Chinese ambassador and the Russian ambassador and the ambassador of the Arab League to the UN made these points. But the Western countries all attacked Iran for being attacked. This is very interesting, and you can actually map it out very clearly. Wherever the U.S. has a military base, and that is in nine of the countries of the Security Council, eight other countries plus the United States, they all parrot the U.S. line. These are basically occupied countries. They are vassal states of the United States. So they parrot the U.S. line. I was particularly bemused, if I may put it that way, by the Danish ambassador. She rather obnoxiously attacked Iran in her statement without mentioning that Iran had been attacked by Israel and the United States. But it's ironic because Denmark is worried about the United States invading Denmark. But there's no principle involved.
Have
Denmark
we?
hosts the U.S. military bases, and so it just parrots the U.S. propaganda. I don't think anybody knows, but I'm not an expert in the intricacies of the Iranian power structure. I deal with Iranian diplomats very frequently. They have been people of wanting peace. I have met twice in the last 2 years with the president of Iran. His whole message was that he wanted peace. I've met with the senior Iranian leaders and negotiators who have expressed the intense desire for peace. What will happen, I would think most likely is that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, will effectively be in control during this war. And I would expect the war to continue. The CIA and Mossad think that by killing the leader and a few other leaders, they will be able to bring about a docile regime. This is their idea of foreign policy, which is assassinations to try to take control of another government. I am very skeptical of this. It almost always fails. We can remember, though, that Iran's problems go back to 1953 when the CIA and MI6 overthrew the democracy of Iran and installed a police state from 1953 to 1979. And then the U.S. has resented ever since that the Iranian people threw off the American-imposed police state. So this goes back a very long time. I think we are in for a real war, and not one that's going to have a satisfactory conclusion in any way. And I think we should recall that more than 100 schoolgirls were killed by the Israeli missiles that fell in Minab in southern Iran. This is not only about pieces on a chessboard. They are murdering people in large numbers, the United States and Israel. Well, the most famous line in the Peloponnesian War's history by Thucydides is that the strong do what they can and the weak suffer what they must. This was a line of the Athenian generals, and it was a line of extreme arrogance, a line that said there are no rules or morality. And that is the idea of the United States leadership, that international law is a nicety, not even a nicety, it's an annoyance. The Americans are all powerful, they think, and they do what they want. But I would also emphasize that the Athenian general said this in the year 416 BC, and just 12 years later, Athens was defeated. In other words, the arrogance was a key to understanding Athens' defeat. The United States is drunk with arrogance right now. It has invaded Venezuela. It thinks it's about to invade Cuba. It has now attacked Iran. It thinks that it runs the world. It's very dangerous, very delusional, and leading to more and more violence around the world. The first rule of the United Nations is that no member state may threaten force or use force against another state except in self-defense. So it's not legal, and for good reason, for one country to say, we don't like the government of another country, therefore we overthrow it. Yet that is the American modus operandi. That is American foreign policy, that it is a bully and it overthrows other countries' governments. The historical record of this, especially in this region, the Middle East, is a disaster. The United States overthrew the Libyan government, and it has been 15 years of war since then. The United States and Israel overthrew the Sudanese government. Now there are two civil wars, one in Sudan and one in the breakaway country of South Sudan. The United States and Israel overthrew the government of Iraq in 2003. That country has been destabilized ever since. The United States and Israel conspired to overthrow the government of Syria in 2011. That country has been destabilized for the next 15 years. In other words, the track record of this is a river of bloodshed. And in the Middle East, it extends from Libya to Iran. And this is a contrived policy of the United States, which wants dominance in every region of the world, and Israel, which is the American-picked regional hegemon, the one country with nuclear weapons, the one country that the United States will support to rule over the rest. It's very bloody. It is a massive failure. The idea that this is what the Iranian people want, well, the United States should not have installed a police state. It should not have overthrown a democracy. It should not have armed Iraq in 1980 to 85 to kill hundreds of thousands of Iranians. The United States cares nothing about the Iranian people, but the United States cares about the oil, and it cares about the military control over the Middle East, and it cares about the fact that Iran sells oil to China. Because part of what's happening is the United States is trying to put a chokehold on oil that flows to China, whether from Venezuela or from the Middle East, or from Russia, which the U.S. has sanctioned. And so this is part of a game. The American leaders do not care about the people, not about the American people or about other people. They care about power, and that's what they're after.
If you eat butter daily, this is what happens to your eyes.